The wife of presidential candidate John Kerry, Teresa Hines Kerry, said recently that should her husband be elected this fall, she'll continue to work with the prosperous foundations established by her first husband, the late Senator John Hines. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this story about reaction to Mrs. Hines Kerry's intent.
Many foundations have their donors' names on the letterhead, but donors' involvement varies widely. Some are in the office daily. Some give guidance at board meetings, and some let banks, lawyers, or professional staff administer the funds. Stacy Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, has studied the three Hines foundations and says that Teresa Hines Kerry is fully informed as to what's going on in the philanthropies that bear the name of her late first husband.
From all we can tell, she's quite involved in setting the strategy and making clear what it is the foundation ought to do. She's not there day to day or anything like that, but it's quite clear that she is in control of what the foundation does. So she's played a very significant role, and she's the key family member representing the Hines family on the foundation.
Hines Kerry inherited oversight of the Hines family foundations when her husband, Republican Senator John Hines, died in a 1991 plane crash. The foundations, with estimated assets of over $1.3 billion, grant mostly in western Pennsylvania, in such areas as education, healthcare, the arts, and the environment. Stacy Palmer says Hines Kerry's announcement that she intends to continue her grant work from the White House, if she gets there, immediately galvanized several interested parties.
And already we've seen examples where the kinds of grants that the Hines Philanthropies have made have come into question. Some of the information isn't accurate, and the foundations have been quick to try to say, you know, people are mischaracterizing our grants, but that kind of thing is going to continue with people seeing a bit of politics in everything. And I think it's going to be very hard for her to do any interesting and creative grant making and stay away from concerns about conflict of interest.
Kathleen D. McCarthy, director of the Center for the Study of Philanthropy and Society at the Graduate Center of the City College of New York, says the intense scrutiny of Hines Kerry's funds will arrive at this bottom line.
The question is, you know, how is the money being used? Is it being used in politically questionable ways? Or is it being used in traditional ways to fund varieties of groups to come together and consider issues?
Hines, she says, has funded programs that center on women's issues, health, and the environment, all fairly mainstream causes. But Ron Arnold, author of Undue Influence, a book about philanthropy's relationship to government and other institutions, says even careful examination of the Hines philanthropies really doesn't yield a clear picture.
Where the money is going all has descriptions of what the grant was for written in a sanitizing language that Dwight McDonald in The New Yorker once called foundationese.
Arnold conducted a study of the Hines charities for the Capital Research Center, a Washington think tank. He thinks the Hines funds are sometimes used in partisan ways.
We also see that after a $50,000 donation to the League of Conservation Voters, there was a very early endorsement of Teresa Hines Kerry's husband, John Kerry, as presidential nominee. And we wonder what that's about.
Part of the fuss is the fact that the role for first ladies, both potential and actual, has undergone rapid evolution in the last 100 years. It has become much more professionalized. Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Dole, Judith Dean, and now Teresa Hines Kerry all have professional lives apart from their husbands' presidential ambitions. So there is precedent. Precedent has also been set by two more traditional first ladies, says presidential historian Carl Sfiraza Anthony.
Barbara Bush and Laura Bush. Both women did and have, in the case of Mrs. Bush II, taken a fairly active role in seeing both the fundraising and the dispensing of grants.
An interesting fact for both Hines Kerry and her critics to contemplate. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.